when Enlil had given the rulership and kingship from the south as far as the highlands to Sargon, king of Akkad. At that time, holy Inanna established the sanctuary of Akkad as her celebrated woman's domain. We see that Sargon and Inanna have an especially close relationship. He draws on her quite frequently. One of Sargon's most memorable claims is that he washed his spear in the sea of the Persian Gulf. Later rulers, including his Assyrian namesake, Sargon II, emulated this act in direct imitation of Sargon's success. So they're using this symbolic act to recall the past. Another intriguing text refers to Sargon eating bread with 5,400 men every day. This is a contemporary text, and it seems likely that it's a reference to a standing army. If so, this is the first recorded army in history. Scholars debate whether Sargon's Akkad was the first known empire, and the issue revolves around modern definitions of empire and does not relate in any way to ancient conceptions of either kingship or political power. This is a topic that intrigues historians and political scientists, and therefore it can allow us to reflect on the events of this prehistoric period. Modern scholars identify an empire based on a combination of certain characteristics, and these change depending on which scholar is defining an empire. But most require a deliberate policy of territorial expansion, a coherent system of governance, and the visible expression of a ruler's power. Some scholars agree with the idea that Sargon's Akkad fits this definition, while others believe that the concept is not fulfilled until the Assyrians create an empire in the first millennium BC. The main sticking point for identifying Sargon's kingship as the first empire is that written sources do not convey a deliberate plan to expand the territory or even necessarily provide a coherent system of governance. You can think about this and about your idea of empire as we continue our study, and you can decide which Mesopotamian culture best fits your own definition of empire. My opinion changes pretty much every time I teach the course as to whether this was the first empire or not. One problem with coming to an understanding of how Sargon ruled his empire is that most of the sources that we can date most closely to Sargon's reign focus on his military activities rather than any sort of bureaucratic control over the Akkadian territory. Sargon founded a new capital, Akkad or Agade, from which to rule his lands. This capital has not been discovered to date. It's either near or maybe even under the city of Baghdad. And if we think about this act, we should be somewhat surprised that there's a new city being founded. It's contrary to what we've come to expect in Mesopotamia, where old cities have such a rich history. And so as we consider why Sargon would have founded a new city, let's think about what the benefits would be. This takes us directly to Sargon's personal history. As someone who does not have a legitimate claim to the throne, Sargon could use a new city to invoke a new era. He could surround himself with temples, art that could celebrate him without any awkward references to earlier rulers that he overthrew who had a legitimate claim to the throne. Later rulers will also establish new capital cities. It's always an important event, one that they describe in great detail in their texts, and one that we will take note of as we come across them.